The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good evening. It's nice to be here, to be sharing the Dharma, to be practicing together. So tonight we'll begin with a guided meditation. So we'll take a moment to settle in. Feel the posture. It's worthwhile spending a little time with the posture so that there can be a combination of a sense of alertness and also some ease. And feeling the sensations of sitting, either the feeling of the chair or the cushion, the pressure against the body, the backside, the legs, feeling the feet on the ground or wherever they are. And bringing an aliveness of attention, a mindfulness into the body, into the bodily experience. Inhabiting the body with presence. And the way that the body feels right now. It might be that there are areas of tension, tightness, contraction. It's common to have tension around the eyes and around the jaw, for example. Is there a way in which the presence, attention, awareness of these eras allow some softening, letting go? And the shoulders, letting the shoulder blades slide down the back. The arms and hands. The upper back and lower back. And the chest and the belly. Just checking in with these different areas. We don't have to make some more relaxation or ease happen. We're just creating the conditions that increases the likelihood that there will be more ease. As you're noticing the sensations in the body, it might be that the sensations of breathing are predominant, compelling, obvious. Or maybe they're a little more subtle, quiet. And if it's your practice, can rest awareness on the sensations of breathing. Feeling the movement of the chest or the abdomen. Feeling the air going in and out of the nose. Wherever it feels the most supportive, most accessible, you can choose that area and rest the attention there. Is there a way that you can orient the attention towards being settled, toward a sense of ease? Kind, relaxed way to set the direction as one of ease and settledness. And if you're experiencing the opposite of ease, the opposite of settledness, can you have some ease with that? Maybe like the rudder in a boat kind of helps us go a particular direction. Can you set the direction as some greater settledness, some greater ease, well-being? It may take some time to get there, but we're just setting the direction with kindness. We're setting the orientation. when we find that our minds are going in a different direction. We don't have to make it a problem. Doesn't mean anything about us as people. It's just what minds do. We can just orient the attention towards the sensations of breathing. orient ourselves towards greater freedom, greater ease, more goodness in some kind of way. Doesn't mean that we will always achieve that or experience, but we set it as a direction, as an intention. And our doing this supports not only ourselves, but others. It can be an exemplar for others. They can see that it's possible to keep coming back to our intentions, keep coming back to what is important for us. And it might be that our capacity to be with difficulties increases and grows so that we can be a support to others as they experience difficulties. So we can use our meditation practice as a way to practice reorienting ourselves again and again.